You are listening to season 2 of The Voice Behind the Pen.
You just got to make sure as a writer that you keep the person reading interested in what you got going on. You should have something developing right along the way, leading up to that big expectation that you got going on. You just got to just, it's important, but don't rush it. A lot of people want to pick something in there to show X, Y, and Z. Don't force it. Let it grow.
Believe in yourself. Definitely. Don't be afraid to try something new. Don't think that you can't do something before you actually try it. Realize that you have talents and emotions that are God-given, that you have the ability to use when you act.
You know, she shot with Jamie Lee Curtis and Judy Greer. And I got to meet Nick Castle, who was the original Michael Myers. You know, sitting next to Nick Castle while he's watching my daughter film with Judy Greer and Jamie Lee Curtis, it was like the coolest experience ever.
You got to believe in yourself. And every day you got to get up and say to yourself, today my day, and today may not be your day. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes you may not make so much money, but you may make relationships, and the relationships then turn into money and other projects.
When you write, there's no back and forth debate, right?
Yeah.
There's no opportunity for a person to jump in and say, but, or to defend this or not. When you write and it's there, they have no choice but to really take in what you're saying.
A lot of, a lot of the writer's block does come from self-editing, be it actually on paper where you're like, oh, this is no good, or just in your head where you're like, oh, this is no good. So I think the more people can just brainstorm from that approach, that's how you can get around writer's block.
And I had to really, really get over the opinions of people, the lies that I was hearing. God had to teach me, you can't chase every lie. You can't try to fight every battle. You know what I mean? And so I had to really learn that. And these things were coming from people that I knew.
I think everything has a purpose, and I think everything has an artistic purpose. It just depends on how you look at it. Whether people can see it as you see it, it doesn't really matter. I think everything in film is considered an art form because you have to take time to put it together. You have to take time to write it, produce it, this, that, and the third.
Like Lucasfilms, I know you were working with them, right?
Yes, we still have an open contract thing going on, as I have a couple other projects I'm fulfilling for them in the fan film realm that I'm hoping maybe they may want to pick up or translate into something they want to use later. So yeah. You won't be seeing Luke or Skywalker or Darth Vader or any of these characters you're familiar with as my stories take place before what you see in episode 1.
If it's something you want to do, keep doing it. Don't give up. Don't stop. Stick your mind to it and don't give up on your goals or dreams, because you never know who you're going to meet, who will contact you, and who will actually want to work with you.
And I know there are some authors out there that are, you know, really writing as a career, but I didn't see it as a career for me. I seen it as, you know, something that I enjoy doing, you know, more like a hobby. You know, I like to write and I've always loved to write. I just didn't really think that I would be at a point where I can write something like that and sell it and make money and people would really enjoy it the way that they have.